This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves and bring up anything, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, anything goes. We are doing the live Saturday night edition of the show, and it's Ian here with
you. And Manwich.
So take control, bring up whatever you want. Otherwise, we'll bring up what we want. And again, the number 800-259-9231. Plus, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got the bulletin board system, over 50,000 posts.
Incredible. 50,000 posts.
That's a lot.
It'd take you days to read if you decided, I'm going to read every post on this.
It really
PBS.
Would. Yeah, most likely. And there are some people that, it's kind of cool, on the BBS, when you create your account and log in, you can actually see how long you've spent on the BBS.
Like, total minutes?
Cumulative.
Mm-hmm.
So from, I've spent like half a day total on the, actually more than that now, I think I'm like 17 hours or
okay.
18 hours, or excuse me, 18 days, my mistake, I think it's like 18 days that I've
wow.
been on that thing.
Now, does that, if you walk away from your computer to go make yourself a peanut butter jelly sandwich or use bathroom, watch a little TV?
I'm not sure how, I don't know how tight or loose it counts things, but it's interesting.
I bet mine is nowhere near that.
And it's totally free, freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime, and we really mean that. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free, 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. That's toll-free, 1-888-532-4604, freestateproject.org.
Correction, I've spent over 13 days of my life on the Talk Live bulletin board system.
Time well spent, my friend.
Although I'm not the highest amount on the BBS. There's another guy that's done 20 days out of his life.
Good Lord.
It's amazing. It is addictive, so be careful with it. FreeTalkLive.com.
Careful.
All right. Well, you know, too much of a good thing.
Well,
be bad.
It could be bad.
Just be warned.
At least it's a free addiction.
We got a lot of
won't
yes,
run you to the
that's
poorhouse.
A good point. You won't be cutting open anybody's convertible top and stealing money from their vehicle in order
of
stealing car stereos in order to fund your trip to our BBS.
You know, when that happened to me, my car door was unlocked. The jack hole that cut open my top
right.
did it with the car door unlocked.
If he'd only checked.
Yeah.
He could have saved himself a few seconds. Yeah. All right, 800
and a top. 800 bucks.
800-259-9231. All right, we got an update from New London, Connecticut. Manwich, why don't you recap what has happened in New London so far?
Well, from the very beginning, the Supreme Court ruled in what I can only call an unconstitutional ruling that you know, the Constitution doesn't really say that you know, that you're protected, that they can only confiscate land for and give a compensatory payment for public use.
Mm-hmm.
They decided that instead, public use means public good.
Uh-huh.
So they're taking some people's houses in Fort Trumbull,
right.
Which is New London, Connecticut's neighborhood.
They're trying to take people's houses. Seven property owners, to be specific, are kind of the holdouts. Most everybody else has sold out and moved out of the area. But these seven, well, they think it's their property, and they think they deserve to keep their property.
And even after the Supreme Court ruling, which you would think sounds like the end of it all, not for these folks. They're, you know, true patriots. They're
going to fight
around.
It all the way till the bulldozers get there, and maybe even beyond that.
Well, one of our brethren, the Free State, a Free State Project member, has moved up there to the neighborhood to live in one of the apartments in the neighborhood, so that she could be involved in all this.
Right, so she could help them defend their rights, that sort of thing.
Well, there was a meeting scheduled to... was this the meeting to oust the board of, you know, the
it was,
top two guys?
It was, the top two guys on the NLDC, New London Development Corporation, which is a front group that the city set up in order to transfer the properties to, so they could then sell them to companies like Pfizer and that sort of thing.
Well, the NLDC stocked the city council?
Council chambers
with shills of their own so that
right.
None of the neighborhood residents could get in. The neighborhood residents weren't very happy about this. They
Indeed.
Got, it was on the third floor of some government building, and they got up there, and they're told by the fire marshal, nope, no one's going in here.
Right.
It's full. Of course, they'd had three times that many people in it previously, but this time it's full.
Right.
So our sister, what's her name?
Lauren Canario.
Lauren Canario, fellow Free State Project member. You know, apparently she was a little more boisterous than the rest. The cops drug her off.
That's right.
Well,
and they arrested her and charged her with a few different things.
Mm-hmm. Her husband's called. Apparently charged her with, like, under the Patriot Act.
That's what we heard last time. This particular article doesn't mention anything about the Patriot Act. So at this point, you know, that's that's just hearsay from her husband. I would suppose it's somewhat accurate coming from him, although he's a little bit distraught, as you might imagine, that his wife of, I think it was something like 25, 27 years, who was, a firefighter before, is now sitting in York Prison up in Connecticut. With that, we bring you the update on Lauren Canario. She remained, according to The Day, she remained silent for a fifth straight day as of Friday, refusing to make a sound at her second court hearing since she was arrested Monday in a protest over the city's use of eminent domain. Department of Correction officers used a wheelchair to bring Canario into the New London Superior Courthouse on Broad Street because she refused to walk, a correctional officer said. Dressed in a green prison uniform and unlaced white sneakers with her hands and feet shackled together, Canario's large black eyes were calm, her face halcyon, as Judge Hillary Strachbein and prosecutors tried to extract information from her. Strachbein, the judge, said, "I don't know what to do with this," before scheduling another court appearance for October 7th. That's more than 2 weeks off. When asked how long she plans to remain in prison, Canario simply smirked and shrugged. Canario, age 48,
who's that would be up to the cops, wouldn't it?
Who's from Las Vegas, was arrested and charged Monday with first-degree trespass, refusal to be fingerprinted, and interfering with the police after she refused to leave a city hall stairwell following the cancellation of a city council meeting. The topic of the meeting was the NLDC's plan to evict residents from the houses in Fort Trumbull neighborhood. She was taken into court Tuesday but refused to cooperate with her lawyer or even utter a single word. The judge then doubled her bond to $10,000, and as she was transferred from a holding cell, to the Janet York Correctional Institution, which apparently is a woman's prison. It was the first
time Janet York was a real party gal, huh?
It was the first time
she's lots of fun to hang out with that gal.
After 27 years of marriage, Jim Johnson, her husband, said it was the first time she's ever been in trouble with the law. The woman's 48 years old now.
Yeah. Not a real criminal.
No.
By the sounds of it, all she was doing was making some noise anyway.
She just sounds like a patriot to me.
Yeah.
Sounds like somebody that loves freedom and was not afraid to stand up for freedom in the face of some armed thugs that we know of as cops. And so she got arrested for it. Well, according to her husband, he says these government people are going to lose. They have nowhere near the strength that she has. A former U.S. Army firefighter and crash rescue specialist, Canario received a doctorate in art from Hobart Galleries in Ferndale, California, according to her husband. She and her husband are members of the Free State Project, a New Hampshire-based nonprofit that wants to reduce the role of government and vehemently opposes eminent domain. Canario now renting an apartment in Fort Trumbull from one of the property owners. And this is where the article takes a really weird turn. And it makes me wonder if the author... Mm-hmm. She just kind of got his facts wrong. According to the article, she took a job nearby to New London, and she said she would bring in 6,700 people to protect the land of the property owners. This allegedly, according to her husband. It seems strange to me, and if we ever get Jim, her husband, to call in the show again and give us an update personally, I'd like to ask him if he really did think that all 6,700-plus Free State Project members would rush to their aid in Connecticut. Because as nice as it would be to be able to, you know, pick up a phone and activate 6,700 activists and have them come help you out, it's a little unreasonable to really think that.
It's not really the way the Free State Project works.
No.
The Free State Project, signing up for the Free State Project is simply a... declaration that you will move once they reach, you will move within 5 years once they reach 20,000.
And as a Free State Project member, I would expect that he would have been aware of that. So it makes me think the guy that wrote the article must have misheard something.
Mm-hmm.
He must have misunderstood. Maybe they made the reference to the fact that the Free State Project has over 6,700 members, and the guy that wrote the article just kind of made a connection and figured that meant that they were all going to come help him out.
Wouldn't be the first time a reporter
exactly.
got something
wrong. 800-259-9231 on the way. We got emails, including, bad government intentions and much, much more. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, Saturday Night Edition. Take control. We're live.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforest of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on the subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. To control the show, bring up anything. The Saturday Night Edition. Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there with dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photograph. And it's not just any photograph. It's a specific photo that was taken specifically for the Shrine of Females.
Mm-hmm.
So the ladies in the photos have made up their own signage, which references the show, and they're holding up the signs in the picture, and that proves, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that they are actually who they say they are, and they're not just some random schmo sending us their picture.
And they care enough about the show to send a special picture.
Exactly. So ladies of all shapes, sizes, and colors and ages are there, so check it out. It's not a beauty contest. FreeTalkLive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners. All right, so we were talking about New London New London, Connecticut, which, of course, is where the eminent domain controversy is centered at today. We talked about a Free State Project protester who was arrested. She's currently in York Prison. She's not talking. Her bail has been doubled as a result of her not cooperating at all with the so-called authorities. In fact, the extent of her non-cooperation goes so far as that she won't even make a move to do what they want her to do. They want her to go to court. They have to put her in a wheelchair and wheel her up there themselves. So it's a very interesting situation. We're keeping up on that. Also, the other news that's going on in New London is the City Commission has ordered that the NLDC, the New London Development Corporation, which is the front group that the city set up to transfer the property to so they can make oodles of profit, they've ordered the top two guys in the NLDC to step down. Or, if they don't step down, they've threatened that they will eliminate the NLDC entirely. They'll dissolve it. Now, the NLDC, latest news from them, is that they are standing firm. They are not going to cut loose their leadership. So coming up, I think, Monday, we should find out whether or not the City Commission will actually keep to their word and dissolve the NLDC, or will they cave to political pressure and do something else. Personally, I'm leaning towards the latter, just knowing how politics is.
I sincerely hope they dissolve the NLDC.
I hope so, too. In fact, here's something from Rich.
You know, the thing is they'll put this one gal in prison and shackle her to a wheelchair if she doesn't do what they say.
That's right.
But God knows they wouldn't, you know, for their own cronies, they wouldn't actually dissolve a corporation.
No doubt. Well, the
that
girl
doesn't exist anyway.
The girl in prison doesn't have any political connection. She doesn't have any political influence. She's not a campaign contributor. So, of course, they're going to throw her around. Anyway, here's what Richard Beyer has to say. He's one of the property owners. We've heard from him, actually. He's called in the show a number of times, and he's the guy that keeps me up to date. He sends me all the good news articles and the bad news articles.
We like Richard.
This is his words. He says, I was listening, and thank you for keeping up on this topic. The new rumor is that the NLDC has created, the new rumor the NLDC has created in the Senate is that some of the property owners have and are negotiating a transaction, like a final deal.
Mm-hmm.
This is an outright lie. We think that they're creating lies in the hopes that Governor Jody Rell will step aside from this issue and let the NLDC have free rein on us property owners. As you know, the NLDC hired Jeffrey Lightman to work for them as their high-powered state lobbyist. This man is a master manipulator and loves to eavesdrop on conversations. I witnessed his activity firsthand the night that the young lady was arrested. Don't be surprised if he doesn't have some political connection to keep her locked up. I confronted this wannabe man and asked one simple question. How much is the NLDC paying you? His response?
None of your business.
He said, ask the NLDC yourself. As we know, the NLDC will not answer the question, so I asked another question. Is state taxpayer money paying your salary? Jeffrey just looked at me nervously and kept sipping on his bottled water. The good thing is, he never eavesdropped again while I was there, but to his support was an NLDC board member, Alan and Gail Mayer, who live on the richer side of Pequot Avenue in New London, who forewarned me in Jeffrey's defense that the bulldozers were coming. They also said I was a racist for telling them that even my building, which I renovated, would accommodate people of their wealth. The same people...
What does that mean?
I guess...
How could that possibly be racist?
I don't know. Maybe they're black? I'm not sure.
Okay.
Anyway, the mayor stated on our local news network that us seven property owners are greedy and that we're just standing in their way. Of course, they received a big boo from myself and the audience, as you may have seen, that he was photographed booing them, and mm-hmm. They put that in the paper. So anyway, that's what's going on in the inside there. Let's go to Doug in Connecticut. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich. Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
I was there at the New London City Council meeting Monday night. Unfortunately, I was inside the meeting, which I guess is a minority of the people who were there. They only allowed 49 people in the room that
night. Oh, wow, you actually got in there.
Yeah, so I missed most of the action. The action was going outside in the hallway and in the stairwell going up there.
Right.
And Lauren, from what I understand, Lauren's point was, and she moved here because, you know, she was interested in the Kelo fight and everything. And
certainly, it's a huge case.
Right, it's the case. And she was upset that they wouldn't let her and the others in to speak, and they were also violating her First Amendment rights.
As she should have been.
But by the way, I'll remind everybody that the Fifth Amendment says you have the right to remain silent. But they just doubled her bond because she chose to exercise that right.
That's true.
And so here's what happened. Let's do the whole timeline. June 23rd, the Supreme Court decision. The next immediate city council meeting after that was July 5th.
Mm-hmm.
So on short notice, 500 people showed up at that meeting outside City Hall, and we had a nice rally going there.
Mm-hmm.
And they
heard
came,
about that.
Yeah, you know, they came from as far away as Texas. And prior to the meeting, the fire marshal inspected the building, and he found a package on the fire escape. And they called in the bomb squad. It was nothing, just some stolen property. Somebody had left there probably weeks before that.
Okay.
But as a result of that, they condemned the fire escape. I don't know if it was condemned that night or on a sub. I think it might have been condemned that night as unsafe.
Yeah, so because it was unsafe, that's why they cut down on the maximum occupancy of the room.
Ah.
It's normally, what, like 250, and now they've cut it down to 49?
Yeah, but in between, yeah. You got it.
And I wondered how they were able to do that.
Well, that's the big question. And in between that July meeting and Monday night's meeting, there have been one or two meetings where the union, city union employees have shown out in force to protest budget cuts.
Mm-hmm.
And they had no problem accommodating all of them.
Oh, really?
Hmm.
Now,
they changed their tune then, depending on what the meeting was about.
Well, yeah, you got it. And one of the TV reporters did an outstanding job that night. She was out in the stairwell. They wouldn't let the press in. There was only one TV reporter who made it in the room. A couple of the city councilors returned back for a while. They couldn't even get in.
Interesting.
And but she interviewed the fire marshal and asked him what was up, and he said he was doing it under the direction of the city manager. The city manager blamed the fire marshal.
Of course.
That's always how it works. These bureaucrats never take responsibility for their own actions. They're always following somebody's orders, and they're always passing the buck. What's happening Monday night? Is there another meeting?
They meet every other Monday, on the first and third Mondays of the month. I don't know if they're going to have a special meeting this Monday because the NLDC board met today.
Right.
And they...
they're not budging.
Well, they were going to issue a statement later on today, so that's going to probably be in tomorrow's paper.
Well, I know you guys are going to keep us up to date, and Doug, thanks for checking in with us. We really appreciate hearing from you, man.
Can I ask you got a minute?
We don't have a minute, but if you got something, hang on, okay?
Yeah.
Hang on, Doug. 800-259-9231. You could take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. This is your show, and that's why we call it Free Talk Live. We'd love to hear from somebody that likes Eminent Domain. Always would love to hear from that. This is your show.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the show, 1-800-259-9231. Saturday night edition. And we're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, as always. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Hey, join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got archives there. Last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the site. In fact, you can go back even farther than 6 days. If you scroll down past day six, you'll find the link to our friends at downloadradio.org. And they've got literally months worth of the show.
Those archives are in MP3 format. And
they
are. You can download them on your iPod or MP3 player. You can burn them on a disc and... You know, play that disc in your car if it has an MP3 player in it. A lot of the new stereos have that.
I think so.
And
yeah.
Or you can just listen on your computer.
Multiple ways to enjoy the show. And all of them on the house. FreeTalkLive.com. Well, with that, we go back to the phones and back to the fun. This is the show about your calls. To Doug in Connecticut. Doug, you had something extra for us. You're updating us on the new London situation. What's up?
Okay, so the meeting finally starts a little late. And one of the city councilors comes in. And he starts accusing one or two of the candidates who are running for city council in the upcoming election here, November 8th, of trying to incite a riot out in the stairway and urging people to attack the police. Mm-hmm. And he goes on and on and on, and you know, how we got to support the police, and they're there to help us, and this is beyond the pale. Well, the candidate he was attacking, I think he's been on your show, Michael Cristofaro.
I think we've had him on at least once, yeah.
Yeah, he's one of the plaintiffs whose home was seized, and he's now running for city council.
Good for him.
And another one of the guys, he didn't make it into the kilo suit, but he had his home seized as well, and he's running for council as well.
Got it.
But Michael was trying to urge people to go back down, and this clown had the nerve to come in and twist it around 180 degrees.
Amazing.
Then they adjourned the meeting till the following evening. But they made sure the city attorney wasn't there so they could do it illegally, and he wouldn't be there to advise them of that fact. And what they did illegally, you have to give 24 hours notice in Connecticut of the time and place. They gave us the time, but not the place.
I see.
Okay, so all the resolutions passed at Tuesday night's meeting were illegal.
And interesting.
They were doing this, obviously, apparently, so that NLDC will have about a 30-day window, I believe, to appeal.
Oh, my goodness. Wait, hold on. Let me see. I make sure I understand this here. What you're telling me is that Monday night, the city council, when they adjourned the meeting because there was not enough people, whatever their reasons were for adjourning,
because
it was unsafe.
They wanted to go to a larger room.
Yeah, they wanted to go to a larger room to allow more people in, allegedly. You're saying that since they gave the time of the meeting but not the actual location of the meeting, the following meeting was therefore illegal. The entire meeting was illegal.
Right.
So the whole thing on Tuesday night was pretty much a sham and a put-on. You guys all you guys showed up anyway, and then... Then, at that meeting, that's when they announced that the NLDC either oust their two top guys or they'll be dissolved. But since they announced it at the illegal meeting, then the announcement itself was not legitimate, and so therefore it doesn't hold any sort of legal weight. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, and apparently they're trying to run out the clock till November 8th, the day of the election. And what they'll do is NLDC will probably appeal and it will go to court, and then they'll come in November 7th on the eve of the election, and finally do it legally and pat themselves on the back and hope everybody... nobody's buying it. The TV reporters did a great job. what they did Tuesday night, even though it was illegal and it was pretty lukewarm to begin with, eminent domain is still around.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, they can't dissolve NLDC. NLDC is a private entity. They charge themselves dues to belong to it. All they can do is remove them as the city's implementing agency for eminent domain.
Okay.
But the whole thing is just squirrely.
It absolutely is. I don't put any trust whatsoever in the politicians to protect those property owners there in New London. If they want to protect their properties, it's going to end up falling to them directly. You know,
yep.
to physically resist the force that this thuggish state is using against them.
Yeah, let me make one final point. Because
certainly,
everybody's waiting for the big armed and civil disobedience standoff and everything. That's not going to happen.
I don't think it is either.
The reason is because the state enforces evictions.
Okay.
In Connecticut. And our governor is far too smart and far too good a woman, too, to allow that to happen.
Is that right? So you're telling me that the NLDC wouldn't try anything else sneaky to try and send, you know, just a squad of thugs in?
Everybody would show up down here. But what Lauren Canario is doing here is important, because in state after state, including our state, the politicians are digging in their heels and they're trying to stall for time and wear us down. And in Connecticut, like elsewhere, the developers control the legislature.
Sure.
And they're trying to give us the shaft here in Connecticut. And
they want everybody to forget about you.
Yeah, and what Lauren is doing has given us an opportunity. What she's done has given us an opportunity here. Some people are coming down tomorrow to protest from New Hampshire, perhaps.
That's correct.
And there's some talk now of organizing a big formal rally, probably at Suzette Kilo's house. We're not sure yet, for the following Sunday.
On behalf of Ms. Canario?
Right.
That would be just amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Just
and we'll
to show
keep
her
you
some
posted.
Support.
If that happens, you guys will be the first to know.
Awesome, Doug. Thanks for the info, man.
Okay.
We really appreciate
it. Keep up the good work.
Sir. We will. Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. Just some amazing developments up there in New London,
it's
and we'll
nice
keep
get,
you up on it.
It's nice to get the insight that he has.
Yeah, absolutely. So there
the
you
more
go.
The more people we can talk to involved in the case, the clearer picture we get.
If only we could get the show on in New London, that'd be even better.
It would be great.
Let's go to George in Washington, D.C. George from the TSA. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich. Hello.
What's up, guys? Dan, hey. I've been on hold for 3 segments here.
Been very patient, George. What's on your mind?
You big crybaby?
I'm not crying. I'm just saying I'm pointing that out. Like, my phone is a cordless one, and I don't know how much battery time I got. And anyway, I just got back from the protest a couple hours ago.
Oh, this was an anti-war protest, right?
Yep, in D.C.
How'd it go?
About 750,000 people showed up. I don't know, it was pretty good.
Wow. Did you have fun?
Yeah, I got
any girls?
Oh, there were plenty right there.
Protests are good for that.
Yeah, tell me about it. Got to some few debates with some socialists, but other than
at least you were out there representing the pro-freedom contingent. Hopefully there was more than just you out there on our
side.
Yeah,
I only saw 2 others. I definitely didn't want to look that hard for other libertarians, but I was promoting you guys and the Free State Project.
Thank you.
A lot.
Very cool. Are you a member now, George?
Not yet, but I'm still thinking about it. You know, I mean, that's just my join.
Yeah, you got to get the hell out of that city, man. I mean, there's no future in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, tell me about it. I'm trying to get out anyway, because this place is oh, my God, expensive to live in.
No doubt. George, what would it take to get you to join the Free State Project? I mean, what would be the thing that had to happen?
One thing for sure, to have a job that will pay me enough that I can live in New Hampshire,
mm-hmm.
You know, for sake of, I live this real estate prices up there, you know, just online, and you know, they ain't that much different than here in Northern Virginia.
Wait a minute. Now, well, hold on. Now,
he must have been looking in Portsmouth.
Yeah, you must have been looking at the most expensive area of the state, because in the state of New Hampshire, the real estate prices have a huge range.
Yeah.
Portsmouth is the most expensive, no doubt. I mean, it's right on the water. But
yeah,
the rest of the state, it's different depending on the area. I mean, if you want cheap, you go north of the Notches, and you could plink down a few pennies and probably buy an acre of land. I'm exaggerating a bit, but seriously,
okay.
I was looking at properties up there, and it's so cheap, as long as you don't mind dealing with a cold. And in regards to finding yourself a gig, I suggest what you do, if you can, is, you know, save some of that sweet, sweet government cheese that you got coming in every week there from the TSA. Put some of that in a bank account, go up there, and just find yourself a place. You'll find a gig, I'm sure of it. I mean, the economy up in New Hampshire is great. George, thanks for the report on the protest, man. Glad you went out there. Glad you were supporting freedom as opposed to the rest of those socialists out there. Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You can bring up anything. On the way, we got emails. Talk about whether or not government really is... Do they mean to be evil? Is that their intention, to be controlling and dictative? We're going to come back with more Free Talk Live.
You can live for weeks without food and days without water, but without oxygen, you would be dead in minutes. Oxygen is truly the breath of life. Where oxygen is abundant, disease cannot live. Conversely, where oxygen is deficient, disease thrives. With atmospheric oxygen levels commonly dipping as low as 10% in today's indoor and urban environments, is it any wonder we have so much chronic disease to deal with? Most of us are oxygen deficient and don't even know it. Without sufficient oxygen, both our physical and mental health will deteriorate. Clearly, increasing the body's oxygen without negative side effects is critical to achieving good health and a sense of well-being. This is especially true for smokers, those with respiratory disorders, athletes, and all health-minded individuals. To learn more about safely increasing your body's oxygen level, click the blue and white oxygen banner at GCNLive.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Saturday night show. We're here live. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And join us online at freetalklive.com. You can tune into us via our live streams. We got two of them. We've got the broadband version as well as the dial-up version. So two sizes to fit everybody who's online. In fact, Manwich, didn't you test out our streams on one of those handheld devices earlier this week?
I did. A friend of mine has a Treo 650.
Right.
And that's I call
like
it
a little Palm Pilot thing?
I've got one, and it's a 600, and I call it a Raspberry rather than a BlackBerry.
Okay.
So we were playing...
But you can get wireless internet. That's
his... can get wireless internet.
Right.
So we're playing the show on,
and it worked.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Awesome.
I can hear Ian.
That is way cool. All
yeah,
right.
Cool.
So glad that's working. And of course, as the wireless internet, I guess, phenomenon continues to explode, we'll do our best to stay on the cutting edge of that and make
sure.
Well,
what we need to do for that
tune
is
in.
We need two different size archives and two different size streams, basically.
Well, we'll get there. We'll get there.
How hard would it be to put another smaller stream up?
The smaller stream is up.
There's a smaller stream up, but that's a GCN stream, right?
You mean a dedicated Free Talk Live stream.
A dedicated Free Talk Live stream.
It can be done. It will be done.
That doesn't have a 20-minute, 25-minute cutoff, right?
Like the GCN stream does. Yeah. We'll get to it. All right. So check it out, freetalklive.com. It's all free, so yeah, you'll have to be patient. Anyway, we were talking about the New London situation, New London, Connecticut, which, of course, is the center, the hub of the eminent domain controversy. And you were talking with a lawyer earlier this week, man, which I guess you were just kind of hobnobbing at some sort of a social networking event, and there was some socialist lawyer there, apparently, and you kind of got onto the eminent domain topic with him.
Yes.
And as you were telling me before the show, you said that this lawyer... He was all for the idea of eminent domain.
Sure, he really was for the idea of eminent domain. It only made sense to him. The progress can't be impeded by people who want to stand in the way. You know, was kind of his thought process. And as long as those people are fairly compensated for their property, so be it.
He believes they'd be fairly compensated.
Right.
Though.
That's the first and largest flaw in his philosophy.
If, beyond the fact that he thinks it's okay to just force people out of their homes,
that would be one thing. I would definitely see some fairness in it all if people were compensated at a market rate.
I would see
for their homes.
No, I would see fairness if they
Not
were compensated
fairness.
At over market rate, because I think it's an insult to kick somebody out of their homes. Period. And I think that the only way to reduce the inflammation from being insulted in that way is to give them a nice little chunk of change on top of what the market value is. Think about it. I mean, the amount of people that would say no to an offer like that would be pretty slim.
Well, it's probably true. That's the thing is if the government simply offered a little more, you know, say 5-10% more than what market rate, real market rate. I don't mean what the tax collector is assessing the home at or whatever that stuff is. Real market rate for the home, few people are going to turn that down.
You're right.
Now, I'm not saying that, then all of us have to pay that. I get that. But, you know, if it's really that important, if we've really got to have it.
And personally, I don't believe that it's ever really that important. I don't think that it's ever that important that you need to displace families from their homes. And I don't care if the family has been there. I don't care if the family has been there for a year or 100 years. And in the case of New London, we've got families that have been there from all points in between, literally for generations. So it's a sad situation. But it leads me into this email from Rich, and he's talking about the intentions of the government. You know, sometimes we wonder to ourselves on this show, gosh, the Supreme Court handing down a verdict like they did earlier this summertime with the New London case, could they really possibly have any sort of positive intentions, or are they just plain old evil? And it sure seems like they're just plain evil, that they just want big government. They're just controlling violent thugs in robes. To me, that's how I feel about it. So here's what Rich has to say. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com.
Before you go on with that, I'd like to say that by the end of the conversation, the lawyer wouldn't even look me in the eye. He just kept staring at his little plate. he was just like, because I was.
You took him to school, man.
I did take him to school. I pummeled him. This guy didn't even know that the word public use was in the Fifth Amendment. Wait a minute.
And
you went to law school?
Hanlon's razor, according to Rich, makes the assertion that one should, quote, never attribute to malice that which can be adequately explained by stupidity. Granted, bureaucracy and stupidity are virtually synonymous. I just can't...
Now, who claims that?
Hanlon's razor is the assertion.
Okay.
I just can't believe that the incredible level of incompetence displayed by our government can be adequately explained by mere stupidity. Government is organized force. Therefore, government jobs attract the kinds of people who like to force other people to do things. Take a look at what kind of people are attracted into law enforcement, for example. Yes, there are those who become cops because they actually believe in the protect and serve platitude that's plastered on so many of the publicly visible surfaces of police cruisers. The vast majority of people who become cops do so because it gives them legal sanction to initiate force against others. They get to be bullies and not have to face any consequences for their aggression. Given the frequency and level of corruption in police agencies, I wonder how many cops would be gangsters and mafiosi if they didn't already work for the government. Or rather, that's what they already are. They've just been given a get-out-of-jail-free card called a badge. And I have to say that from what he said, I totally agree with it. I think that there's a minority of cops out there that are really trying to do the right thing, but even those cops are hamstrung by the bureaucracy and just the stupidity of the system, and so the system actually allows the bad cops to pretty much run rampant.
I disagree entirely that the cops would be mafiosi and that kind of thing. Most of these people, the vast majority of these people, in my opinion, are simply people that,
I didn't do too well in school, and this is a pretty easy job, and I'll just see if I can do... I can follow orders.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. That's a good point. They're just not real thinkers, period. In fact, we've seen evidence from police departments around the country. In fact, one of them there in, I think, New London, where you can't get into the police department unless you are stupid. Or come back.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Used topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com, and for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Saturday night edition is Ian here with Ann Manwich. Hey, join us online, freetalklive.com. Vote for the show. If you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, if you like the fact that we give you everything for free at the website, there's no membership area, there's no credit card transactions, everything, the archives, and much, much more, all of it on the house. And then go vote for the show if you have yet to do so in the month of September. You can just go straight to vote.freetalklive.com. That is vote.freetalklive.com. So go ahead, help us out. It's real quick. Takes you less than a minute. All you need is an email address. And your votes allow us to be one of the top podcasts in the world. Currently, we're ranked, I believe, at number 4 in the world. And that's 4 out of something like 7,000-plus shows. And that's all thanks to your votes. Vote.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the cops. Actually, we're talking about government in general and whether or not their incompetence has just to do with how stupid they are or if there's something more at play. And we were kind of just focusing on the police aspect, but let me continue with Rich's email here. He says, "You yourselves on your show have often noted that police forces refuse to hire those who are overly intelligent. Why? Well, they're looking for thugs, not humanitarians.
I think that a very intelligent person can rise very quickly in a police department.
According to Al, the former police officer from Texas who called the show a few months ago.
No?
He told us that in his mind it seemed that the dum-dums were the ones that were getting promoted.
Hmm.
The reason for it was that the top dogs in the department, the very upper echelon, did not want their positions being threatened by any of their subordinates.
Hmm.
So if you're, you know, the police chief or the associate police chief or whatever they're called, and you want to line the next level, the next management level, with a bunch of buffoons, because then there's no way that there's anybody going to be promoted up to your level.
Right.
So
yeah,
his suggestion was that the worst of the squad, the most corrupt and stupid, were the ones that were promoted to the top. And I'll take a cop's word before I'll take your word, Manwich, on that one. All right, so he says, they're looking for thugs, not humanitarians. They're looking for people who will follow orders, not question them. And that's what you suggested. You suggested that you didn't think most cops were joining to be bullies. You thought that most of them were just joining because they're losers and they just have nothing else going for them in their lives.
I don't know if loser would be the term that I would use. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, anyway, he says they're looking for people who are dumb enough to enjoy bashing people's heads in, but not quite stupid enough to do it without permission. Initiating force against people is the sole purpose of government. I don't care what they say their intent is. That's nothing but PR spin. They may even be deluding themselves about what their true motivations are. Excuses are like garbage cans. Everybody has one, and they all stink. I would assert that the true underlying motivation of all authoritarians is to control others, and that is the fundamental intent of any and all centralized government programs, regardless of how they're sugar-coated. So whether or not all of the individual bureaucrats are necessarily authoritarians, I don't think is the point. I think that the upper-level people in government are most certainly, I mean, if we took the world's smallest political quiz, which you can find on our website at freetalklive.com, if we took that around to the upper-level government bureaucrats, I bet we'd find that 99% of them were authoritarian, controlling, dictating freaks. People that want to control your life and every aspect about it, want to micromanage you and tell you how you can live.
That's why government grows, by the way, because the kind of people that would be attracted to governing are those sorts of people. That's the reason that government has to grow.
And the kind of people that don't care about government just go about their own lives and don't pay attention to what the controlling freaks are doing in office. Hour number two is on the way. Manwich, we're going to talk about patents, patent law,
if you like,
in jeopardy. More coming back. It's Free Talk Live, Chick Control Show.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.